pay point. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 18 hours on Phoenix. Up next, the Phoenix FMA News.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good evening. The headlines. Government launches polio vaccination campaign targeting 3.7 million children. Kabwe Municipal Council denies misuse of CDF earth-moving equipment. And in global news, Iranian woman arrested in U.S. for allegedly trafficking arms to Sudan. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murando. Government has launched the first round of the national polio vaccination campaign, targeting over 3.7 million children under the age of 5 across 6 provinces. Speaking during the launch of the campaign and handover of the refurbished National Polio Virology Laboratory at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe says the campaign, which is in 3 phases, will run from the 20th to the 23rd of April 2026, following the detection of a variant type 2 poliovirus in Lusaka. Dr. Katakwe says the vaccination exercise will be conducted in Lusaka, Central, Eastern, Muchinga, Southern and Western provinces, and has urged parents and guardians to ensure their children are vaccinated. He says the campaign is part of efforts to safeguard Zambia's polio-free status, which the country has maintained for over 2 decades, with support from cooperating partners. Meanwhile, government has officially handed over the refurbished National Polio Virology Laboratory at the University Teaching Hospital, which is expected to strengthen disease surveillance and improve early detection of poliovirus and other viral infections.
This campaign will run from today, the 20th of April 2026, targeting 3.7 million under 5 children in 6 provinces. These are Lusaka, Central, Eastern, Muchinga, Southern and Western provinces. I wish to take this opportunity to appeal to all parents and guardians and community actors to cooperate with the teams of health workers and community volunteers that will be conducting this service in our community.
At the same event, UNICEF representative Dr. Sajjah Farouk Abdullah disclosed that 4.4 million doses of polio have already been secured and are ready for distribution.
No child should die or suffer for life from preventable disease. Our shared responsibility is to ensure that vaccines which are safe, effective, affordable, and easy to deliver and already proven to save millions of lives, reach those children in Zambia who are most at risk. In recent years, too many children missed their polio vaccination. Gaps that were made worse by COVID-19 pandemic. This outbreak is a clear reminder that we must renew our focus and strengthen protein.
The Kabwe Municipal Council has dismissed allegations of misuse of Constituency Development Fund, the CDF earth-moving equipment, after a yellow grader and other machines were seen at a private company premises sparking public concern on social media. Kabwe Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sukwa says the equipment was lawfully deployed for minor earthworks requested by the private firm, and that no fraud or misappropriation of public assets had taken place. Mr. Sukwa explains that the company made a formal written request to hire the machines through the Office of the Director of Engineering Services. He says the request was processed while the director was away in Livingston attending the annual general meeting of the Engineering Institution of Zambia, with the quantity surveyor acting in his place. Mr. Sukwa further explained that the quantity surveyor sought guidance from senior management and the town clerk's office, but both were unavailable due to other official duties. He says using administrative discretion and guided by CDF procedures, the quantity surveyor authorized an engineering assistant to undertake the limited works.
After raising concerns from the members of the public, it has been established that the situation, while raising an understandable concern, did not constitute fraudulent activity or misuse of the public assets. The private company in question had formally earlier submitted a written request to the Office of the Director in Engineering Services to hire the machine to carry out some minor works on the premises.
Newly hired lawyer for Independent Nkana Member of Parliament, Binwa Mpundu, has requested additional time before the Lusaka Magistrates Court to review the case record and explore possible reconciliation with former defense lawyers. Addressing the court after coming on record, Lupupa Kavaso said the defense was not ready to proceed, explaining that he had only recently been instructed, following the removal of Leon Lemba and Norman Siwila on the 30th of March due to a conflict in instructions. However, Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe denied the adjournment request and ordered that the trial proceed, directing Mr. Kavaso to familiarize himself with the case as proceedings continue. Meanwhile, State Prosecutor Abraham Ongozo informed the court that the scheduled state witness was unavailable to testify, prompting an adjournment. Mr. Mpundu is facing one count of seditious practices, contrary to Section 57(1)(b), read with Section 61(i) of the Penal Code, over allegations that on the 20th of December 2024, he published material encouraging politicians to arm themselves. Government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with key stakeholders for the Barotse Rangelands Restoration Project, an initiative aimed at transforming the livestock sector in the Western Province. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says the 40-year initiative will focus on the restoration of 1.2 million hectares across five districts of Mongu, Limulunga, Senanga, Nalolo, and Kalabo. Mr. Kapala explained that the initiative is a decisive intervention to unlock the region's agricultural potential, and position Zambia as a global leader in sustainable beef and milk production. He has pledged government support for the project by assuming full responsibility for the treatment of matters of national importance within the project area.
This MOU establishes the strategic framework for the Barotse Rangelands for Restoration Project, a vital 40-year initiative targeting the restoration of 1.2 million hectares across Mongu, Limulunga, Senanga, Nalolo, and Kalabo districts. For my ministry, this is a far more than an environmental endeavor. It is a decisive intervention to unlock the region's agriculture potential and position Zambia as a global leader in sustainable beef and milk production.
Meanwhile, Barotse Royal Representative Mukela Manyando noted that over 130,000 families who own 500,000 cattle in the Western Province, are facing immense challenges related to animal disease and market access. Mr. Manyando has expressed gratitude to government and cooperating partners for supporting the Barotse Rangelands Restoration Project, which aims to improve livelihoods in the region.
Our people have not had it easy. The rains are less reliable today than they were.